talk. Now, I'm going to talk about some things that some people have heard the strangest whispers about, but they never knew where to find the information. They did not know who to talk to, where to find the information of something that happened in relation to China. Now, this will be of interest to a lot of your Chinese friends and people, so I'll talk about that. Let me start with a thing. The Chinese Communist Party depends for its authority on a thing called the Hegelian dialectic. Have you heard of that?
No.
In communism, under Karl Marx, he talks about the Hegelian dialectic. Now, the Hegelian dialectic is a battle between two ideas for resolution. The Hegelian dialectic is like a spiritual idea, which is odd because communists aren't supposed to be spiritual. Being communists and being atheists, they're not supposed to believe in blessings, they're not supposed to believe in curses, and they've got to watch out if they do that. They're not supposed to believe in law, because law is spiritual. They're not supposed to believe in oath, because oaths are spiritual. They're not supposed to believe in love, because love is spiritual. So are they spiritual or not? But the Hegelian dialectic left the Chinese Communist Party and the Russian Communist Party a long time ago. There is a battle of ideas going on elsewhere that they're waking up to going on because the Hegelian dialectic has left. And yet they depend on the Hegelian dialectic for their authority. Now, you have heard of a book by, what's his name, Sun Tzu, The Art of War. The Art of War is known in China. China is able to wage war, and people don't know that they're waging war. Because under the Art of War, it's very subtle. It's a very subtle way of doing it. The Chinese Communist Party knows that. That's how they wage war and do things. Art of War. It's done in business as well, for people who know about the Art of War. The Chinese Communist Party has been waging this sort of war for a while. And they've been playing around with different ways of doing it, one of which was the viruses and things like that. You know what I'm coming to now. And they were playing around with them in Wuhan, wasn't it, the place?
Yeah, Wuhan.
Experimenting on this stuff which has got no other use except biological warfare. There is no use to experiment with those viruses and create them except biological warfare. That's all you can do with it. So, they're an instrument of war, and the thing got loose. So they were negligent. Now, who owns the patent or the design on the coronaviruses? Chinese Communist Party, of course, because they wouldn't experiment with it in their laboratories if they didn't own the patent on the thing.
Yeah.
So, they owned the patent on the thing, they got loose, it started running around the world, it landed here, and as you recall, in March, April of 2020, it was running around in Sydney. And it was having the effect that a lot of people thought we were going to die. People were worried. The radio was going mad. The newspapers were going mad. The television was going mad. Everyone was heightened into the mentality of a siege. It was like we were under attack by a virus. We were under attack by biological warfare. We were engaged in an act of war. That gives rise to something interesting that hardly anyone picked up. We were engaged in a state of war, and a particular window opened up for a certain type of very rare legal move in early March through to April. And then it faded away. It was the first time this legal move could be done in Australia since 1942, the bombing of Darwin. And the shelling of Bondi, too, both in 1942. Could have been done then, but it wasn't practical. The type of process is a thing called a lien, L-I-E-N. Have you heard of a lien?
No.
L-I-E-N, write it down. You've heard of loans. This is a lien. They've been around for thousands of years. They're older than our English common law. Our English common law started off in 1066 when England got invaded. And William the Conqueror set up a new legal system in England that would be common to all the courts. And it was called the common law, which we have, which China hates. China hates the common law. They want to get rid of it, and they're doing things at the moment to try and get rid of it. Here, I know that case. So, we were in a state of biological warfare. Now, let's talk about something else. You may have heard the strangest little whispers somewhere. Some people have heard it. But somehow people say the Chinese Communist Party is bankrupt. Have you heard that one?
No. They think the Chinese government is so strong. They think they are very
You're in for a surprise. And you're going to hear this. Now, when we were under state of biological warfare, that gave rise to a very unusual legal process, an old one, but hardly ever used. You'll never get it from a lawyer. You wouldn't get it from a barrister or anything. It's called a war lien. A war lien. Now, I'm a law therapist. That's something I do. I know some unusual techniques in law. And for the past few years, I've been playing around with these areas of law, liens and things. And there's been developed certain types of liens, which are very interesting, called determinable, evaluative, presumptive, assumptive, capacitous, invited, general equitable liens. And I've learned how to do that. And I've done a number of those. And it's like casting a spell. It has an effect of titles of something coming back to me. And there's a process for it. But you don't have to go to court to do it. You just got to know how to do it. And if you know that process and the circumstances are right as they were at that time, if you know the process and you do it all legally and lawfully and the circumstances are right, since the size of the other side doesn't matter because it's an evaluative thing, it is possible to take a war lien of the Chinese Communist Party.
Thank you. All right. You eat.
No, I'm not going to eat. I'm going to talk. So it is possible.
Oh,
don't worry. Let me keep talking. It is possible. It was possible for a little window of time to legally and correctly and properly do it, take a war lien over the Chinese Communist Party and all their 95 members and attach all their assets. Monies, assets, everything, the lot. Now, how that happened is you've got to know how to do it, which I did, because I'm the one who did it. Maybe why Vic stopped me here. So I know that I knew that process. And when I was listening to this going on, I was listening to the news radio on the ABC and all this rubbish running around. I thought, I know who done this stuff. Chinese Communist Party done all this sort of rubbish. They own that virus. They're going to pay. I know the process. I'm going to do a war lien on them. I'm going to get all this stuff. I know the process. I'm going to do it. So I wrote up the thing for the war lien and served it. To serve a war lien, nowadays you can do it electronically by email. Back in 1942, you couldn't do it by email. Email wasn't invented then, till 45 years ago. Email was invented. Now we've got email, you can actually serve the lien electronically by locating the email addresses of the Chinese embassy in Washington, in Canberra, and serve the thing. With a bunch of people on BCC, so there's proof of service. And I've been up to doing that each 6 months, and they've been getting their thing and thinking, what's this? But it was done very quickly, but it only has to be done legally. Now, in international and common law, this process would be recognised as a war lien. On Google, there is only one instance of a war lien being done in the last century, and that was done by the British government in 1916 in World War I. There is a record of a war lien having been done by the British government. Yet they were done in wars for a long time before, when somebody was going to invade a country and they were given on notice and they say, you asked for this, we're going to come and get all your stuff. So they were taking a lien over everything. So I did that process. But I did it legally and correctly, and they have responded. They have confirmed I did it right. Now, what that does, implicitly, being a determinable one, it's not a lien that lasts for 99 years. It's determined down to 2 weeks. I'm not going to wait 99 years. It's determined down to 2 weeks. But this was in a state of war. So it's down to 3 days. It was done by electronica. And was served on them. And they were advised that if they did not, you've got to give them a way out. You've got to do what's called a call-to-bank offer. A call-to-bank offer exists in Australian law and international common law based on a precedent that took place. You give them an offer, you give them a way out. All they've got to do for all this to go away is come up with the antidote. because the first rule of biological warfare is you don't release this stuff unless you've got an antidote, so all your top people don't get killed off. So all the members of your government don't catch the disease and die. You've got to have an antidote for them. So that means they've got an antidote. So I said, produce the antidote. We now know what the antidotes are. There's ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. Trump made it quite clear what the antidotes were. That was so. So they know what the antidotes are. Hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. They had 3 days to do it. They didn't. They defaulted. They've been told electronically. It was being sent to their embassies. They were on notice. They got it. Then the lien got taken. 3 days. If you don't produce the end of 3 days, this lien is going to crunch you internationally, worldwide, at law, under the accrual system of accounting, not under the cash receipts of the system of accounting. But the accrual system of accounting is the big one. Cash receipts takes time because of imperfection in the system. So, on the 28th of March, foreclosure at law took place in the electronic and legal world internationally over the Chinese Communist Party, all their members, and all their foreign reserves, because all that has to be done is legally and lawfully as an act of war, and we were in war under biological warfare, and it could be done, and they have confirmed it by responding. I'll tell you that in a moment. Now, 7% of the Chinese communist population in China are members of the Chinese Communist Party. Only 7%. 93% aren't. Probably another 7% would be sympathetic. But I'd say 80% would be happy with what I did if they knew. They cannot do it in China. You cannot do this in China. There's no way in China you can do it. However, if the world catches up and works out, then they start pulling all the money across. So, we had biological warfare, the lien got taken, foreclosed at law, and that's a fact of history, which means March 28th, 2020, was China Freedom Day. And I remind them of this each year by sending an email, 28th of March, China Freedom Day.
Really?
So, what happened? What was the reaction that I was looking for? The reaction came from ASIC. ASIC is an organ of the Chinese Communist Party. ASIC has a client, which is the Chinese Communist Party. I have an action. Now, with the Chinese Communist Party, which they're running for some pretext or another, but because I took a lien and foreclosed over all the assets, very quickly ASIC got onto me and launched an action, started writing to me. They gave one clue. The foreclosure law was the 28th of March. The letter from ASIC was the 28th of April. They give a clue in law for that, for people who are legally aware. 28th. I wrote back and I made a complaint to ASIC. They did nothing. They wouldn't do anything. Put that here. So, I wrote back to them and made a complaint. They didn't write back. That means they have another client. So, I wrote another letter pointing out I am actually the client in relation to a legal matter I've got going back to the age of 10. It's a big, interesting matter. And they wouldn't write back, which means ASIC's got a client. But I made a complaint. So, ASIC's got a client. And what they did very quickly is they launched an action. No, I'm not going to eat that, I'm talking. So what I did is launched an action. I'm recording this. They launched an action in the federal court. Before it launched on the 6th of October 2020, they had Deutsche Bank make an offer to buy out my facility for $150 million, $210 million. So they made an offer valuing my facility at $210 million. That didn't get taken up. So they launched an action filed on the 6th of October and did a freeze on all my bank accounts and a freeze on all my assets when I had committed no crime. I had been helping people from my monies pay out debts, loans and mortgages. That is not a crime. So they took a freeze on all my assets because those assets, including all the assets of the Chinese Communist Party and all the members that I had foreclosed upon on the 28th of March. So to protect that, they took a freeze on all my assets, which means the Chinese Communist Party, to do that, submitted to the power and the authority of the Federal Court of Australia. You didn't know that, did you? They had to submit to the power and the authority of the Federal Court of Australia to get that freeze on all my assets when I myself have done nothing wrong, because all those assets, they knew, included at law, implicitly under the accrual system of accounting, all their Communist Party assets, everything, the 95 million members, the lot. So as quick as they could, they did a freeze. That freeze still exists. Now, people are starting to work out what's going on. At law, they have submitted, and we have a legal action. And I'm the owner of all their stuff. Because if I weren't the owner, they wouldn't have done the freeze. Putting on the freeze, they've admitted my lien was effective. Maybe they've done them in other countries to a lot of other people. Maybe they don't do them in China. So I did a lien, called that sort of lien. I've done a number of them before. So those monies are mine. And this became something called Reserve 12 in all my facility, all my monies. And I can direct from that that all of the HECS fees of all the students be paid from Reserve 12. That is done in writing to the correct place. We just need to know who to do it. I do it, and at law, they're all done. All but it's called all over bar the fight, shouting. So that's the way to do it without a political fight, by legal matter, which I'm a plaintiff in. In which one you talk about? My one going back to the age of 10, plaintiff. I'm the defendant in the federal court one. And they kicked it over to the DPP, and in court the other day, I put on a document to the judge, which was the sacrosanct court evidence of the proceeds of crime against me of about 890 frauds that have been practiced against me by the operatives of the Chinese Communist Party and stuff. Because they've got operatives who do all this stuff. And I got a record of it all. And I've put that now into the district court and say, these are sacrosanct evidence of the proceeds of crime by me, which have been practiced by me, which currently they're not technically a fraud because they're evidence in a court matter. And being evidence in a court matter, they can't spend it, and they never could, because it's all got to turn up at the big trial they're all waiting for so they can get it and spend it. But I'm going to come and get it. A large amount of money. They hate me. Anyway, so I did the lien. That was done effectively. We know ivermectin and they failed under the call to bank offer. So that's the start. I'm happy to give this talk to other people. Now, I've given this talk a few times. I'm going to give you the links. I was going to bring the paperwork, because I know I printed it off, but I couldn't find it. But it's up on the website. I'm going to give you that, and you can start circulating and say, you may have heard a whisper that sounded utterly ridiculous. This is how it was done, because socialism and communism, by their very nature, have an Achilles heel that you didn't know about. They have an Achilles heel that all the assets and all the monies are concentrated in the one place at the top of the pyramid under the ownership of the party. And that party, in a state of war, can be amenable to a certain type of lien if someone who knows how to do it. So, the socialism, that means they can all be attached. Now, I would say Putin is an honorary member of the Chinese Communist Party, as are all the oligarchs in Russia. The lien captured all them. It was a universal lien. I would say a whole lot of people in top of rotten, corrupt governments in Africa are honorary members of the Chinese Communist Party. That's how they control them. They got all captured. Everything got captured when this swept through. I would say the mullahs and people like that in Iran at the top are honorary members of the Chinese Communist Party. They give them all honorary membership as a lure to get them in. But that captures them all in this process. All of them are captured. Now, it's up to the Australian government to start to pull that in and to know what's going on. Now,
the case is still going?
What?
Your case still keep going?
I've got a bunch of other cases. I do my cases as a litigant in person. I don't use lawyers.
Oh.
Lawyers go and make stuff up. You don't know what's going to happen. I don't use lawyers. I've seen it happen before. I paid $10,000 to a lawyer. I still have to run the case myself. Another time, I paid more than that to a firm of lawyers. And when I got to court, they were running down the case side for the other side. The other side had two sets of lawyers running them. I walked out halfway through. I thought, oh, bugger this. I will learn how to do it. I'm not going to get caught in this rubbish. No, I don't use lawyers, unless they're on the other side. Now, also parallel to this, we have the global warming thing going on. I told you about that on the phone when I spoke to you. What was your view going to be on global warming? Some time ago, I did a study on the Australian Bureau of Meteorology of the statistics on rainfall in Sydney. So I did a chart. So I knew where the information was. Now, what I noticed about the global warming and climate change debate is nobody really comes up with any evidence. Nobody really comes up with any evidence. And I thought, why don't they come up with any evidence? I know where it is. And I'm wondering what the answer is, what it's going to come to. So I knew the Australian Bureau of Meteorology observation data would probably be the last word on the subject. You couldn't get any better than a study on the Australian Bureau of Meteorology observation data on temperatures in Australia going back to when they started collecting temperatures. So I had a look at it, found where it was, and thought, now, how do you approach this? It took over a year to work out how to do it, because it's not easy. And that gave rise to the 100 chart study. And the 100 chart study was the first evidence I had ever seen or heard of which comes to a conclusion as to whether there is any evidence that will stand up in a court of law or a contractual civil bet, which I did, which is one of my other processes, as to whether global warming is in evidence in Australia. And the 100 chart study, based on the 211 sites in Australia, which have been collecting temperature data for over 100 years, going back to 1858, showed there is no evidence of global warming in Australia, and that chart study is the evidence, one of the most important foreign policy documents in Australia that allows Australia to get out of all the climate change and global warming agreements. Now, a bit later on, somebody nicely sent me Greta Thunberg's email address. You've heard of her. Greta Thunberg is the ambassador for global warming. Somebody sent her email address. And I thought, oh, goddess, that sent me her email address. I'm going to find a few more. I found a few more email addresses, and I started leading proceedings. Under the Uniform Civil Procedure Rules of the Court in Sydney, under Section 73, notice to admit that, I started, and off we went. And I gained implicit admissions under Section 17.3 to what I was saying, which bound the World Economic Forum, the Davos Group, the International Panel on Climate Change, because she's their agent, and I got her doing legal process, and it all got admitted implicitly under Section 17.3 and 7 of the Uniform Civil Procedure Rules in Sydney, which are applicable all across Australia and even any common law country. But we are out of contention. We are out of it. Now, on the 1st of April 2020, about 3 days after I foreclosed at law as the Chinese Communist Party, I published a contractual civil bet in The Australian, which I'll show you, which was for an amount of money. And that was, since I had my evidence, what do you do with it? You go to court? No, you do a contractual civil bet. You do a process that I got in the Equity Division of the Supreme Court on about 15th of December 2015. I have that precedent as a law therapy. It's one of my precedents as a law therapist, contractual civil bet. So I published it in The Australian, and nobody really took it up at the time until this case with the CCP, the government prosecutor or whatever it is. And that came up. And they put on a bail condition which had to do with websites, because I've got this up on a website. This is all up on a website. That was the website they were attacking. Since they were attacking that website, on behalf of someone somewhere was responding, because I did the notice to admit facts through Greta Thunberg, and they were responding I had my paper in my contractual civil bet. Now, in the contractual civil bet, I said, well, if a government responds and they lose, it's $500 million to me. If it's a corporation, $200 million. If it's little individuals, $20 million if you lose. Because you can't beat the thing. It's perfect. Nobody's been able to beat it. I'll show it to you here. And we will have the 2022 figures being dropped around mid-January. And you can see from this weather, it doesn't appear to be going up. So, the WEF, who were behind Greta Thunberg Acts for, are not a government, they're not a corporation, they're not a little individual, who knows what they are. But anyway, that was who it was that I was dealing with, and they lost. But I had in evidence in a court matter, which I served on the fifth floor of the Downing Centre, on the prosecutor on the other side, my response, which I might as well also put in what I'm going to send you. I had a taker, and they immediately lost. But I'd won this battle. So, they didn't care what the figure was, they didn't care, they didn't want to know, they didn't care, stuff it. Here's a bail condition, you're going to go to jail. Oh, crap, you lost. That leads me to pick any figure that I like. Because you're not one of those three. What figure do you think I'd pick?
You run your show.
Yeah, what figure would you pick in a contractual civil bet against those characters? And you can pick any figure you like. They walked away. They don't care what figure I pick. I pick a certain figure. I thought about it for 2 days, and I picked the most magical, the most sexiest figure there is of all the numbers. Nobody's ever been able to pick it, but it is a figure so large it bankrupted them all immediately when it got served on the prosecutor who was acting for that lot. And that is a figure which is 999 sextillion, 999 quintillion, 999 quadrillion, 999 trillion, 999 billion, 999 million, 999,000, $999, and 99 cents. 1 cent under a septillion. Nobody's got that amount of money. So at law, implicitly, on the accrual system of accounting, that lot are bankrupt as well. So, the global warming thing was what they put forward, which is a load of garbage. I came up with the evidence. They couldn't overcome it. I got my Section 17.7 judgment upon admissions. Implicitly, they responded. I had my taker. They left it to me to pick the figure because they didn't fit into those three. They lost them. So, that's about my story. Have you got some questions?
Now, as you can have a break.
We'll have a break.
You have a break, you eat.
Yeah. Right?
Because I think as more people come here now, if we keep talking, they're not happy with us.
Yeah, but this is important.
I know it's important.